This is the Rush Hour podcast with Embers and Katie and, of course, Joel the producer and myself, Leechy, as well, here at 92.9 Triple M. How are we all going, guys?
We're going pretty well, but good. I do want to say one thing. Pointy pineapples.
Pointy pineapples, yeah. Everyone.
Pointy pineapples. What does pointy pineapples mean?
Well, it means that if anybody who listens to these podcast tops would know that they can tap on us at a bar and get a free beer if they say pointy pineapples, someone who might know what this is all about. Is Mitch from Cosmos.
Hello, guys.
Oh, Mitch.
Mitch.
Now,
Mitch.
For reference, Mitch is the guy with all of the Triple M tattoos, the Triple M logo. He got your signature, Embers. He got Xavier's signature. He even got a lamb.
True
a
blue Mitch.
Lamb.
Yes.
Are we willing to say he's the number one listener of the Rush Hour?
He's our number one Triple ticket holder.
100%. Number one ticket holder. I love that.
Oh, number one ticket holder.
I love it.
Yes. Number one ticket holder, Mitch. So you actually put pointy pineapples into play at Friday Footy Frothies, didn't you?
I did, and Joel used his little orange band to get me some free drinks.
So he gave you a free beer. So he actually didn't really technically count, did
it? Damn it, Mitch. What are you doing to me?
They gave me two, so I have to double count.
Good, oh, that's
fair, okay, go. Fair enough.
Hey, that's work money, mate. That's work money, Joel Crone.
No.
Mitch, pointy pineapples, we just would like you to know that you are officially the first person to use pointy pineapples, and we appreciate you for that reason.
Thank you.
No, now, you're so welcome.
Mitch, yesterday we mentioned something a little different in the pod top. Do you remember what it was? Obviously, you listen to every single one. What's different about pointy pineapples?
I believe Embers was going to withdraw himself a little pineapple note.
Oh, I did say that, didn't I?
He was ready to cash that into anyone saying pointy pineapples to him in public.
Yeah.
50 bucks.
Here's a little bit of a tip. I've got my brother's buck show this Saturday.
Hang on. Well, don't tell him where.
At.
Yes,
the
at.
Bassendean Hotel.
Shut up.
So there you go. If someone comes in, right? I'll have 50 bucks to give them.
To
but
one
it
person.
It'll be Mitch. It'll be one person. There you go.
Hey, Mitch, if it's not, I hope you get it. Otherwise, you've just lost 50 bucks from Embers. Wow.
It's a kid free weekend this weekend.
There you go. Kids away. Oh, Daddy will play.
Mitch, if you do it, Gossies. Please, God, film it. If you're there and you are the person that goes up to him and send it to us.
Yeah, Mitch, go up to him, have it filmed and just say pointy pineapples and see what happens. Hopefully he's not 7,000 small beers deep.
Oh, no. He might let all the moths out his wallet.
He'll accidentally spend it. Okay.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of moths 100%. In that wallet.
Mitch from Gosnells, you're an absolute trooper and our number one ticket holder of the Rush Hour.
Yes,
that is a great title,
Mitch,
for you to have. Well done, Mitchy. Thank you for joining us on the podcast top, which, of course, we are going to delve into right now, the full podcast. Harry Potter is joining us.
Harry Potter.
Hot, red hot debates. Are you allowed to tell off another person's child who misbehaves? Here we go.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Florian in a Loo Wanneroo, and their sprints to across Albany and the Gloucester Tree
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
We are getting behind the Western Force in 2024. Just jumped on board to help out the Western Force, who are back again this weekend. They're taking on the Queensland Reds at HBF Park around 4:30 this Saturday. And from the team, this guy, he's a bit special. His name is Harry Potter, and he's with us right now on the Rush Hour.
Welcome,
Harry Potter.
Oh,
we do need to just get this out of the way nice and early, because your name's Harry Potter.
Yep.
So give us 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Let us get it out of our system, and then we'll just totally move on.
All right. You want 30 seconds?
Yeah. Do you have a best friend named Ron?
No.
Have you ever slept with your best friend Ron's sister?
No.
Where are your scars?
I haven't actually got a scar on my forehead, which I've been getting a whole lot of stick for.
Do you have a lightning scar elsewhere?
No, definitely not.
Have you seen the movie Harry Potter?
I have.
Oh. Did you like it?
All right.
Do you have a friend named Hermione, and do you have a crush on her?
I wish. And yes.
Okay, there you go. Oh, that's great.
Great.
Wait,
job.
Are you a wizard? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, the impot.
Too late.
Oh, wow, damn it. We'll never
What's your nickname at the club?
Nothing Harry Potter related, I think.
No, that's
Potts,
good.
Harry.
Potts, yeah.
So you've just been playing Premiership Rugby over in the UK. Now you're over here. How are you comparing both of the comps?
Just started over here. So, yeah, loving the difference. Much nicer playing your rugby when it's warm weather and the ground's dry and you can catch the ball and not be dropping it every few seconds. So it's quite a different style of rugby, to be honest. So loving it over here and throwing the ball around and the rugby's exciting.
Did you know much about Perth? Like, obviously, you're growing up over, in UK and then spending time on the East and then now coming to Perth your first year. Did you know much about it before you came here?
No, not much. All you hear is that Perth's just a long way from everywhere. But yeah. I don't.
It is.
Since getting here, not really understanding why that's a problem, to be honest. It's got everything you need and seems to be 30 degrees or more every single day and
all
the beaches are beautiful.
Yeah, the summer's been hot here. How is it training in sort of Perth heat?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a bit tough. Yeah, certainly don't make any changes for the training schedule to be out of the heat. If anything, it's
you don't get the day off if it's too hot.
No. I get the feeling they sometimes push the training when it's more 40 degrees than 20 degrees.
And talk to us about the process of obviously coming over here. I mean, you know, with the game that you guys play, you know, you can be in Australia 1 year, and then you can be in South Africa, in Europe, obviously. To come to Perth, is it something that your manager talks to you about? Obviously, the Western Force have targeted you to come and assist.
Yeah. There's got an agent who helps find those different opportunities elsewhere. But, yeah, I think more so I was pretty keen to come back to Australia and play rugby over here. Having grown up in Australia and watching Super Rugby, I was pretty keen to give it a crack and be back home in Oz.
What's been the best thing about Perth? Like, obviously, you see the beaches and we always ask the restaurants and the lifestyle here is a little bit different to Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah.
A bit slower.
Yeah. I mean, having spent the last few years in the UK, I certainly noticing all those just great Australian things. I think the place I lived in the UK, there was probably one good coffee shop in the city, and here there's about 20 within walking distance of my house,
What's your go-to coffee shop?
Big fan of Micrology in Osborne Park.
Oh, my God,
Park.
Yes.
Great spot.
I love. Have you ever had one of those? They're kind of like the breakfast burgers in there. They look amazing. I want to get one every single
athlete.
Time.
He's not eating breakfast burgers, Lammy.
I know, which means he can eat whatever he wants because he burns
let's
it off.
That. No, I haven't. They need to be tried as well.
You need to try it.
Yeah.
Because okay. I can't because I'll just no, I look at it and then go straight to my hips. So you need to take
this
it off
has gotten very food.
Sorry, we do like to talk about food.
Are you married, Harry?
No.
Girlfriend?
No.
Single? Yeah. You're a good-looking bloke too, isn't he, Katie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you go to the hippie club every now and
Yeah, I haven't been there yet, but I've heard good things.
Good things, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be there with the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers every weekend, so that's fine. Yep, go.
You, okay, you caught a bit of a hit a few weeks back. Is that the scar you got at the moment?
Yeah, a few stitches a couple of weeks ago.
How'd you pull up from that?
Yeah, all right. Got taken off the field, annoyingly, but a few stitches and then had a stern word with the doctor to make sure that it was very much so a straight scar.
Yes.
I think we've achieved that.
Got a good job, the doctors, to do.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have started the season a little bit slowly, but you have had some pretty tough losses. You've been really close in a couple. Queensland Reds this week, they're going pretty well. How's the morale and what do you guys need to do to get the job done?
Yeah, morale's good. It's been a really tough start to the season. Four losses is not what anyone wanted, and I think we probably deserve to go better than that. So we're all very much together and morale's all right. And I think round five this weekend against the Reds, good opportunity to knock off a team that's, in form, unlike ourselves. But, feeling good.
Well, if you want to go see it in action, the Western Force taking on the Reds, they're entering the Force Field this Saturday to take on the Force. Tickets at Ticketmaster, but you can win a double pass right now. 133-53 to go along and see the Force and go see Harry Potter and the crew in action. Harry, thanks very much for joining us here on the Rush Hour. Best of luck this weekend for the rest of the season as well. Let's get a few W's on the board.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
But right now, 133-53. What were you named after?
Yeah, what were you named after? Because we just spoke to Harry Potter from the Western Force, and it's fair to say Harry Potter may have been named after Harry Potter.
I don't reckon he would have.
Do you have a best friend named Ron?
No.
Have you ever slept with your best friend Ron's sister?
No.
Where are your scars?
I haven't actually got a scar on my forehead, which I've been getting a lot of stick for.
Do you have a lightning scar elsewhere?
No, definitely not.
Have you seen the movie Harry Potter?
I have.
Oh. Did you like it?
All right.
Do you have a friend named Hermione and do you have a crush on her?
I wish. And yes.
Okay, there you go.
Oh,
that's great. So Harry Potter was born, I think, 5 months after the first...
1997 he was born.
Yeah, so it was just 5 months after the first Harry Potter book. Yeah. Was he named after Harry Potter? I don't know, but we're going to run with it.
No.
133-53, what were you named after? Alana works with us. Hello, Alana.
Hello, guys.
G'day, Alana. Welcome to you.
Hello.
Nice to see you again.
I'm in here.
Who are you named after?
I was named after Alana Stewart, Rod Stewart's first wife. Yeah.
How many wives has he had since his first wife?
He's had a few, old Rob.
Yes,
I've just done the old Wikipedia search. They all look the same. Shocking, yes, I know. Right. He was married to Rachel Hunter. Yes. He was married to Penny Lancaster. He's had about six other girlfriends apart from that. But they're all blonde. They're all tall. So I don't know how my dad got that one across the line.
Well,
to be
fair, your parents have nailed it because you look exactly like that. You're blonde as well.
I know, but isn't that weird? Because my dad obviously thought she was like attractive.
Yeah, actually, that is. And your parents still together?
They are together.
Well, I'd be watching that relationship
closely. Isn't
that
weird?
What was Rod Stewart doing in Perth in the 80s? Just take that in the family. Interesting question.
Yes,
pass. Leachy, who are you named after?
My dad named me after a 1960s TV show called Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone was a man.
Oh, wow. Never heard of it.
He was like a pioneery frontiersman sort of guy, just roamed the earth. And
oh, that ain't no Rod Stewart.
I think I'd rather a bit of Rod.
I'd rather have David Boone.
Oh, Boonie.
Boonie. Yeah, but I'm Daniel, not David.
Oh, I know, but you should have been David Boone instead of Daniel. You've been a bit of David Boone about you, actually.
Careful. Short and stocky.
It's going well, guys.
133353. What were you named after? We've got tickets to this weekend's West Coast Eagles versus GWS game at Optus Stadium up for grabs. So if you were named after someone, give us a buzz. Maybe you're a fan of it. Maybe you're not.
Maybe you were named after a building. Or maybe you were named after a city.
Good point.
Why are you talking creative in a British accent?
I don't know why. When I you're right. I just started. I'm sorry.
Because Harry Potter's been in.
Harry Potter. I know. I can't.
And we
there was an Eagles supporter that named her daughter Embley.
Yes. I know that. Well, I don't know the person, but I know a person who knows the person.
They had three girls, and they were Mackenzie after Eric Mackenzie, and then there was Kennedy after Josh Kennedy, and the other daughter was Embley.
Embley. Yes. No word of a lie. Yes. Yes.
I actually love that for a girl's name. You could be starting a trend.
Embley.
Let's go to Jolene in Thornley. Hello, Jolene. Oh, Jolene.
Hi. How are you guys gone?
Jolene, we're so good. Wednesday hump day, but we're feeling pretty good. Tell us, what were you named after?
Obviously the song.
Yes.
My dad had a big crush on Olivia Newton-John. She did a version.
Oh, she did.
Yes, there we go.
A lot of dads naming their girls and having crushes on females. It's like you're happily married.
How'd your mum go with that?
No,
that
God,
decision?
No, I need a man. Yeah, I need a man. But, no, but my brother was born first, and so they 3 years later when I was born, my mum said to dad, "Do you still like Jolene?" And so that was me straight away. And I hated it when I was young because it was a country song.
Yeah.
But I've really embraced it now.
I was going to say, as soon as you get on the sauce with everyone will just whip out that song and start like karaoke big time. Good on you, Jolene. Let's go to
Eileen as well. That's another one. Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Great song.
Okay, sorry.
Brittany is from Heathridge. Hello, Brittany.
Hello, how are you going?
Named after Britney Spears?
No, it's my son. I actually named him Raph after Raphael the Ninja Turtle.
So good. What colour was Raph again?
Red.
The red one.
Is he red with everything that he wears now? Is it his favourite colour?
Yes, he certainly is, and he lives up to the name, let me tell you.
Oh, Ninja Turtles. So what, were you just a big fan of the Ninja Turtles back in the 90s?
No, my partner was, but I was trying to think of a strong boy's name, and I just went with Raph.
I think it's strong. It's strong. I wholeheartedly agree. Good on you, Raph.
I think I might have mentioned that guy in England named his daughter Lance Ra, and his wife sort of really liked it, but it wasn't until about 20 years later that they said, "Oh, by the way, you know, where that name come from?" It was Arsenal spelled backwards, his favourite soccer team.
Yeah, I wouldn't be thrilled with that.
Yes. No. Another person that works here at Triple M, of course, is our favourite producer, Joel. Welcome to you, Joel.
Oh, don't tell Robbie.
Only producer.
Okay.
What we're finding out is about a lot of sneaky dads here, which is great, is they come up with a name, tell their wife it's the best name they've ever heard and don't tell them the backstory. And I did that to my wife. My kid's name's Austin. My wife likes the name, but she doesn't realise he's named after Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, well done. You managed to get that. Right. Good job. I'm impressed.
I was hoping it wasn't Austin Powers. That's weird.
Did you smash a few cans when he was born?
When he was born, I smashed a few cans. Also, big shout out to his phone cut out, but Michael Jordan from Rockingham.
Oh, my God.
Did we have a Michael Jordan call?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
You'll find about the swinging pig.
I know a few Tajs around after, of course, the famous Taj Burrows. Layla's from Cervantes, Mark Lecrae territory. G'day, Layla. Do you know Lecker?
Everybody knows everybody in Cervantes.
Okay. Yeah. Layla, what were you named after? Or
the song, Eric Clapton's song. My dad loved the song, so... Aww. That's where it comes from.
A lot of dads just naming their kids these days.
Yep, and we've got a son too. His name is Lemmy, and that is after Lemmy Kilmister, the lead singer of Motorhead, and that was picked by his dad.
Wow.
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
Good to see dads get an input.
Yeah.
It's probably the only thing they get a say in.
Did you ever get an input in any of your kids' names?
Autumn, Lux, Van. So you can imagine the other names that I had a choice of if I went with Autumn, Lux, and Van. That just, beautiful name.
Just for Lemmy, I thought I'd find a little bit of Motorhead. There you go.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's go to Hayley from Hocking. Hello.
Oh, hi there. How are you going?
Good, Hayley. We're asking you about who you were named after.
Yeah, so, I mean, in the end, it had to be the third name, and I'm actually kind of glad. But Hayley Mills, that's my full name as well.
Oh, Hayley Mills.
Who's Hayley Mills?
Yeah, the actress, so the played the Parent Trap. So back
Parent
in
Trap, Hayley Mills. Didn't you know that?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, he's a twin. Yeah, and coincidentally enough, my dad as well is named John, so John Mills, and that's, I'm pretty sure her dad.
So literally just the Parent Trap. What a great movie as well,
good
Lindsay
movie.
Lohan.
Yes, yeah, great
you've
movie.
Seen it, Embers, but, yeah.
Never seen it.
Good on you, Hayley.
No, don't you know who Hayley Mills is?
Not a chance.
Millsy.
They don't call, he's not Rob Mills. Let's finish off with Danielle in Kwinana. Hello.
Hello.
G'day, Danielle. Tell us, who are you named after?
It was actually my son, his yep. name Tyler, and my husband picked it, and I thought, that's lovely. And then after we'd named him, and I was like, where did you pick that? And he goes, oh, I was watching Fight Club, and I liked it. And I was like, oh,
that's Tyler. A really good movie, actually, yeah.
That is Brad Pitt.
My son is so quiet and not even, and I was like, that's total opposite.
Does your son look anything like Brad Pitt?
Well, I'm biased. I think he's very good looking, but
yeah, you said very good looking. He doesn't look like Brad Pitt, does he? No, he's hotter than Brad Pitt. Tyler, love that.
Good. Edward Norton plays a really good role in that too.
Oh yeah,
is it Edward Norton?
I think so.
And Edward Norton was named after Edward Scissorhands.
It was, oh,
of course,
for sure.
I like that. That's good.
Cool. And Scissorhands was named after the Scissor Sisters.
That's right.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and. It's about to get spicy, just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
Oh, yeah, if you want $500, give us a call right now, 1-333-53. We need to choose the best debater, the topic today, Embers.
Yes, very interesting one.
Are you allowed to tell off another person's child who's misbehaving?
That's exactly what I was about to say. So if you didn't hear
his
that...
His brain just stopped.
Are you allowed to tell off another person's child... who is misbehaving.
Okay. So it's a very interesting one, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of parents call through as well. I mean, personally, I think, it's really hard actually, isn't it?
I reckon if
it depends how badly they're misbehaving. I don't really want to tell off someone else's kid, but if they're doing the wrong thing by, you know, especially another kid, I'd be like, hey.
If you've got a good relationship with that family and you love the kid,
yes,
I think you've got an obligation, responsibility sometimes to let him know or her know.
You're still in a
you, alleging your
strangers, no way. All right.
Totally.
Strangers,
I agree.
No way.
Oh, but stay
away.
It depends what that kid's doing, Embers, though. I wish you and I could debate.
Instagram, Triple M Perth, yes is 83%, no is at 17%. Yeah. So it's quite a wide gap there.
But you just need to hear the debates because, for and against. We need two people, for and against.
1-333-53, it is Red Hot Debate.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
500 big ones up for grabs right now, Embers. All we need to do is choose the best debater on the topic. Are you allowed to tell off another person's child who's misbehaving?
Let's get straight into it because we've got Sarah on the line. She's from Yanchep and she believes wholeheartedly, 100%, that you can tell another child off. G'day, Sarah. Welcome to you.
Hi. How are you?
We're well, Sarah. Do you have a few kids?
I have 7 children, yes.
Oh, my goodness, Sarah. How have you got time to tell other kids off when you've got 7 kids?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right, Sarah, you'll have 30 seconds on the clock, $500 on the line. You are for yes. Let's hear it.
Yeah. yes, you should tell other children off if they've done something wrong. I had an episode where a kid, look at my 6 and 7 year olds, they broke into a house and could swim in their pool and they could swim, and like I had to tell the 13-year-old off that she tackled them, broke into this empty house, swam in the pool, my kids are good to swim.
Losing the line a little bit there, right, unfortunately, Sarah.
I got the crux of it, but unfortunately it did feel like that you were in the pool swimming with your phone.
Yeah,
not your fault, okay, though, Sarah. But you made some good points.
That we could hear.
That's right. Let's go to Clint from Scarborough. G'day, Clint.
G'day, Ambers. How are you going?
Yeah, going really
good,
well,
strong
mate.
Strong phone line. It's coming through strong. Yeah, what
I feel
network
like this
are you
is a
with?
Real blunt no, this one.
All right. He is for no. He's got 30 seconds on the clock. $500 is on the line. Clint, off you go.
Well, Sarah's too busy creating children to know about statutes and laws about disciplining children. So she might want to look into that. But look, as far as modern age, you know, what's right and wrong is not determined by random people on the street. You should mind your own business and leave parents to parent their own children. And as far as who is permitted to discipline children, well, obviously teachers within that setting are, but outside of that, nobody else should be going near those kids.
Whoa!
All right. Very good.
I will just
listen,
say,
that was very good by Clint. That was strong. It was to the point. He was very good.
Now, Emma, you went very rogue the other day. Listen, I worry about
Sarah,
this.
Sarah, I was sort of thinking to myself, because her line wasn't great, but she had some great points. I was thinking maybe give her another opportunity. But the reality was Clint from Scarborough was so good that regardless of what Sarah is going to say, you're not beating Clint. So congratulations, Clint. $500.
Congratulations.
That's a chicken treat coming your way.
Thank you very much, guys. That's awesome. I don't believe, no, for a second, you should be able to discipline other people's kids. So that's great.
Good on you, mate.
There you go. I mean, the debate's over, but you've scored the $500.
Yeah. I reckon that was the best debater of the week, too. He was very good, Clint. Well done, mate.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
Okay, this has gone rather early. That's not the opener I was meant to play.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. So, Battle of the Burbs, you could just cool off for a bit. We're going to do you in about 30 minutes from now, though.
Yeah, this is just a bit of a sell. This is just a little plug for Battle of the Burbs. Still coming, but right now.
It's not really a plug for it.
We are playing.
Just hit this button, please.
I'm trying to. I'm just trying to get it all set here.
Triple M's Wheel.
Bin.
Of Fortune. Brought to you by Totally Workwear. Tradies to nurses. High vis to hospo. At Totally Workwear, we totally love your work.
It's been a busy day, guys, all right?
Yes.
Back off.
$13,300. That is what you can win if you guess what is inside our wheelie bin of fortune, Embers.
That's right. And Rowan from Lansdale, he's absolutely confused right now. He's got no idea why he's on the line, but we can assure him that he is playing for $13,300. G'day, Rowan.
G'day, how you going?
Good, we're going really well, Rowan. Have you been following along Triple M Perth Insta for incorrect guesses and all up to date with the clues?
Yes, I have been.
Perfect. Well, it's a no-brainer.
Rowan? What?
Sorry.
Are you feeling confident? You ready to do this?
Not really, because I just changed my guess because the first one had already been guessed.
You go. See, this is on hold, and when Leachy was making all those mistakes, he's had time to go on and see.
Cheers.
Of another incorrect guess. Okay.
Now, Rowan, do you know the latest clue?
The YMCA?
Yeah, this.
Yep.
Any excuse for us to play it, to be honest?
YMCA. All right.
All right, Rowan. Moment of truth for $13,300. What is inside our wheelie bin of fortune?
I'll go with a leaf blower.
a leaf blower. Talk us through it. Why?
I've no idea for YMCA, but it's seasonal. It fits over half the bin.
Autumn.
And when you are blowing the leaves, YMCA is a good song to listen to. That was
absolutely
the link. Yeah, that was the link. That's what you wanted to say.
All right. Sure. Rowan, for $13,300. Producer Joel.
Hello, team.
Hi.
So glad that Rowan decided to change his guess. There's nothing more infuriating than someone saying something that's already been guessed. Am I right?
Am I right?
So right. So right.
Rowan.
Yep.
That guess blows, mate.
Oh!
Incorrect.
Oh!
Oh, I don't know about that. Wow. Are you okay, Rowan?
Yeah.
You
all
right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. God, that was really harsh, Budge. I'm so sorry.
I thought it was actually a really good guess.
Well, it was the best one we had on this show today.
The answer that he got.
We're sorry about Joel, but that
means...
Don't
worry, mate. I'll check in with Joel, see how it's going. He's obviously hadn't had a good day there, Rowan. But I hope you have a good one yourself.
Some Perth people have their knickers in a twist, Embers, because Perth Airport has been slammed over its new fines for express lane drivers. So people have taken to Reddit, as you do.
Yes.
As you do. When you're frustrated, you go straight to Perth Reddit.
Sure.
Right? And they're basically upset because from March 11th, which has already happened, drivers loitering for 6 minutes or more at T3 and T4 have been hit with fines. So if you're there for longer than 6 minutes, it's in the drop off.
Yeah, that's
pick
right.
Pick up sort of express lane.
People want to get in there and they want to pick people up, but obviously the flights get delayed or they're a bit slow coming through customs or
correct.
Whatever it is. And they go, oh, just wait one more minute. So just quickly, how are these people getting busted? Are they just taking their number plates down and just giving them the fine? Because they wouldn't be giving them the fine on the spot, would they?
You're asking.
I think it's one of those, toll in a machine. Sorry, don't quote me on this, but when you like come in, you know how it's kind of like beep beep, and then you go in, and when you go out, if you've been in there longer than a particular time, then you're going to get hit with.
So it charges you.
It charges you on your way out.
You know, like if the guy's coming up to you to give you a ticket, you just move on, right?
Oh God, yeah.
So
you're like,
people aren't just going to sit there and just go, "All right, mate, you know you can take down 1GC 747." No, you're not going to. Do that.
No. I think it's hit on the machine on the way out. But anyway, what we're asking, 133353, what fine has made you furious? And mine was not too long ago. I stopped off just at Subi Woolworths. I pulled into the car park and look, I'll own up to it. I didn't get a ticket because do you know why? I was going to take no more than 40 seconds. I ran in to the shops. I ran straight back out. I reckon I would have been a minute max. And I'd already had a ticket.
You know what? That's what you get for parking in the wrong spot. Why are you furious?
No. I just didn't have a ticket. No, it was the right spot. Luck. I just didn't get a ticket because I was just like, surely not. It's like 1 minute, please, sir, please.
Of course, the famous Demolition Derby. Remember that game?
Of course.
Back in the early 2000s, yes. It was about 18 blokes that were suspended and fined, right, for that game. Huge brawl. I was one of those guys that got fined, absolutely furious. You know why? Because if you had a look at the vision, I was getting beaten up on the ground by three Fremantle Dockers players, right? How's that a fine?
Oh.
How do I get fined for a melee? So I was the only person in that game, right? Everyone else said guilty, guilty. I said, no way. So
guilty,
I went to the tribunal and said, Your Honor, have a look at the screen. And guess what? I got my $2,000
back.
Oh,
well done.
Right? And in my first year, right, that was the difference between me going to Bali on the end of season football trip or not.
Yeah,
so okay. I went to Bali. But then the boys fined me $2,000 for jumping ship anyway. So everyone else. So anyway, Imogen's from hockey. And g'day, Imogen.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Imogen.
Well.
What fine made you furious?
I went out for dinner with my partner and another couple, and I went to into Leaderville and that big car park just behind it.
I
paid for a ticket on my phone and everything. Anyway, it expired. I was 30 minutes short. I walk out to my car and I giggled. I was like, oh, that person's getting a ticket.
Oh.
And my partner goes, no, that's you. And I was like, no.
I'm a few days down.
And he's like, no, that's you.
No.
And I tried to do something, but the guy didn't have a bar of it. So, had to pay $70.
It's hard, isn't it, Imogen, as well, because you go there and you're like, I'm so sorry, I'm here. And they just like, oh, sorry, it's already been put through. And I'm like, well, take it out.
But you know the good thing about it, like Imogen's had such a great dinner and she's, you know, got stuck into the Vino Rossos and they're going, Imogen, that's your car. I go, that's not my car's over there. No, Imogen, that's your car.
Not ideal.
Yes, but she wasn't driving the car home, of course.
No.
Trevor's from Coolbelup. G'day, Trev.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Good, mate.
Hey,
good.
Trevor, what fine made you furious?
I worked an hour late at work and ended up going through a school zone and an old car without the old clock on the centre console and I got stung doing the speed limit, but it would reduce to 40Ks being a school.
Oh, Trev. Trev, it's 40Ks, mate. Jeez, you can't be angry about going quicker than 40Ks
really
in a school zone.
Hey, they didn't have those new signs, so
Kev,
come on, I didn't know the time.
Got to slow down, Kev. There's kids around,
okay,
mate.
His name's Trev, first of all.
I know.
Not Kev.
I said Trev and Kev. They rhyme, don't they?
But, yeah, when the signs don't remind you, it is hard. It's like there's this spot. I don't know where it is down south, but I can picture it in my head, and it drops 10Ks. But I'm yet to find that sign. I've got to find from there twice before. I don't know where the sign is.
Why don't you just stick to the speed limit?
I do. It's going 110, and then it randomly goes down to 100, and then it goes up to... Anyway, you're making me furious. Joe is from Rockingham. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
G'day, Joe. What was the fine that made you furious?
Oh, I was going to the shops and there were three empty bays, and the one in the middle wasn't marked as a loading zone, but the two on either side were. So I parked there and I came out to a $100 fine on my windscreen.
Oh.
And I spent 2 weeks going back and forth in the email saying, you know, it wasn't marked, and they tried to sort of say, well, you know, the two either side were, so the fine stands. I was like, but that's why I parked in the middle one, because
exactly.
It wasn't marked.
Good
and they
point.
ended up waiving the fine and telling me to next time not park there. And I thought that was
well
pretty
done,
self-explanatory.
Well,
tell
I'm
them how they mark
as
a
you
loading
fought
zone.
The fight.
Idiots. Good
my
on
daughter
you.
Was so humiliated at me taking all the photos and stuff
no,
to send
good
back
on
and
you.
Have all my evidence.
I completely agree. Fight for justice. And I feel like when you say something and you just keep on going back and forth, they eventually just give up because they're like, you know, Joe from Rockingham is not letting this go.
No. If Joe ever gets a fine, ladies and gentlemen, just let her off because she annoys the shit out of us.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
All right, bring it on. South are going for a hat trick. Embers, South 2, North a zip. Sam from Wandi is representing the South today. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
G'day, Sam. I like Wandi. I was selling some property out there a long time ago. Might have even sold you your house. Probably not, though. No. Hey, Sam, how are you going? You feeling good? How is Wandi these days?
Sorry, what was...
How is Wandi?
Yeah, no, brilliant. I'm actually just building a house here now.
Good on you.
Did Ember sell it to you?
Got to stick to the south side.
Yeah, fair enough.
You would never buy any property in the north, but that's where Kerry from Greenwood is. She's representing the north. Hey, Keza.
Hello, how you going?
G'day, Kerry. Now, you guys from the north are down 2-0. Do you feel the weight of expectation and pressure on your shoulders right now?
I do, but... That spell is about to end.
Oh, yeah.
Confidence is key. I like it.
This is what 6024 people do. 6024 represents.
Wow.
It is the first to two that wins. Sam, your buzzer is south. Kerry, your buzzer is north. First to two that wins puts a point on the board for the right side of the river. And Kerry is playing from Greenwood. They're smart people there. She's probably got a PhD. I'm just representing Greenwood the best I can.
Come on, Sam. I'm barracking for you, Sam from Wanda. All right, let's go. Here we go. Question one. If I was going for a visit to Dalkeith, what side of the river would I be
south.
On? South?
Oh, north.
Oh, she's on the board already.
Oh,
wow.
I reckon Kerry knew that too.
Wow.
She was just a little bit too quick. Keza.
Warming up.
Warming up. She's stretching. Stretch out those calves.
You need this. You need this to stay in the competition. Question number two. We interviewed a Western Force player earlier on the show today.
South
for the win.
Harry Potter.
Oh, my God, South!
Oh, my goodness. Kerry. You never had a chance.
Wow.
That is just a...
This is devastating.
That's a short price favourite that leads all the way, just destroys them. Well done, Sam, Kerry.
Wow.
I was here for redemption today. I've played once before and I failed miserably.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's maybe a bit of inspiration for Kerry from Greenwood that one day she might be able to call up and go, resilience, I'm going to go again.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'll give it another try. Well done, Sam.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isry Seats. He's a guy who does this on the footy field.
Got it now, Emma. This will bring the house down.
And this off the field.
You wouldn't even know what a goal look.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Ember's Midweek Footy Report.
That pretty much sums up Ember's right
now. I have
not
heard that. That is
no, great. Well done, whoever put that together. Good stuff by you, Katie. Hey, let's start with a bit of AFL, right? And Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles. This is really disappointing news for them. So it has been confirmed that he has got a sore knee. Now, at this stage, he won't need surgery, but expected to miss about 8 weeks. So
do we know what the injury is?
Oh, it's like, I wouldn't say bone bruising, but he's got soreness in his knee.
So he doesn't need surgery, he just needs to rest it.
At this stage, is, I guess a good result because the last thing you want is surgery. But considering that he missed all 2022, had a fantastic year last year, kicked 50-plus goals, really good preseason.
Co-captain.
And when you look at the fact that West Coast last year struggled to actually kick a winning score, they had a really low percentage, and he still kicked 50 goals, you go, well, who's going to replace him this year to at least for half the season to be able to find a way towards goal? So Jack Darling's been around for a long time. He's 32 this year. He's kicked 500-plus goals, but I'm not expecting Jack Darling to improve and get any better.
Yeah.
All right? Yep. So it's going to be players like Jake Waterman. Now, Ryan Marrick has signed a 2-year contract extension, so that's fantastic news for him. I like this kid. I think he gets some opportunities this year. I think he plays this week, so that'll be great. Jai Kelly's coming off his knee reconstruction, so hopefully he will be able to, get his way back into West Coast. But big shoes to fill.
Huge, huge news as well. I feel so sorry for Oscar Allen. That would be devastating. Just
on
at the start
round
of the season,
one,
like, come on.
If you were to ask me who's the one player that you wouldn't lose, I'd say Oscar Allen without a doubt. Yep. And West Coast look like they're going to lose him for, could be the first half of the season. So disappointing there. At the Fremantle Dockers, they're up and about. Of course, had a wonderful win on the weekend. Now, Jagro Mira, he's could be a chance to come back into the side this week. Obviously, they need to make 3 changes. So Carl Warner, he had that really sickening concussion. Good to see that he's back at training at the moment, but with concussion protocols, he will miss this weekend's game. Brennan Cox, of course, will miss 3 months. He'll have surgery on that hamstring. Oscar McDonald, he looked like he had a really sickening knee injury on the weekend, a hyperextension. Now, Justin Longmuir, he spoke on Channel 7 News last night to Ryan Daniels. They are still hopeful that he will play this year. So it was a pretty serious knee injury, but they haven't confirmed yet if it was an ACL. But the fact that they are hopeful that he will play this year means that at this stage it's probably not an ACL.
Well, yeah, because if it's an ACL, you wouldn't be back. Yeah.
I remember Hamish Brayshaw came up to us, I think he might have said it during the call or he might have said it after the call, that they were actually like sort of buoyant on the idea that he would be able to come back a bit quicker.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the case.
Fingers crossed. But he looked really good when he was out there on the weekend, Oscar McDonald. So we'll wait and see. Freo get to take on North Melbourne this week, and there's every chance they could be 2-0.
That'd be a ripping start to the season.
Yeah, exactly. But just for an upset, would you go North or is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy.
Thinking about your footy tips, are you?
I am.
How are you going in the footy tips?
I don't know what I got last time. I forgot.
Joel, our producer, I think, am I right in saying she got 5 out of 9 last week?
No.
Actually, she was slightly better, Leachy. Both you and I got 8 out of 9. Katie Lamb, 7 out of 9.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. How about her first week in round 0? She goes, oh, I got them all right. And then she goes, oh, no, I only got 3 out of 4. Oh, actually, no, I got 2 out of 4. So you got 50%.
No, I actually got 1 out of 4.
1 out of 2 in the end. That's even worse. You went from 4 out of 4 to 1 out of 4.
I don't know how that happened.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?